Jardel again, one of the free scoring members of Benfica's back four. Maxi Pereira currently leads the internal battle on that. Five goals ahead of the other three in action today, all have four. It's a lovely touch for Janusz here, and Maxi's bombed on, he's onside too. Maxi's cross for Lima! There it is! What a goal that is! And Lima, who before today had scored against 25 different teams in Portugal, has his first ever goal against Penafiel. Benfica lead by a goal to nil. The referee again, though, happy to let play continue. Here's the Uruguayan Maxi Pereira, he was surely caught. And finally, the referee rewards the free kick taken quickly by Benfica. Unable to release Salvio. Rabiola. Clever turn. And he brings the right back Dani into play. That was rather telegraphed, that pass for Hector Quiñones, but Dani's won it back. Here's the Colombian again. Looking to find half a yard to dig out a cross.
It's the second time in two consecutive games at home that Eliseo tried to do this, send the ball on the on one side.
Benfica could be in here. Salvio is clear. He's got Janusz to his left. Salvio may go himself. It's cut back here for Janusz. 2-0. As simple as that, he draws level with Jackson Martinez. Great work from Salvio, that's his 10th assist of the season. Janusz had Lima there too, but as soon as he received the ball, there was only one thought in his mind, and he thumps the ball into the back of the net for his 18th of the season. Benfica 2, Penafiel 0.
Wonderful. On the counter-attack, Benfica scores again. Things are even now. one for Lima, one for Janusz. Everything well done here by Salvio. There's a touch there. Didn't fail. Continue. Saw the opportunity. Lost the space here. But he always kept the goal on his side. And just tried to put the ball to the far corner. Well done by Janusz. Very calm. Wonderful gesture. And 2-0.
Here's the first touch then for Ola John, who may be playing for his future here at the Estadio de Luz. He's continued his run. And it's very calmly done by Usteritz, who made over 100 appearances for Athletic Bilbao. And on his CV, he also boasts a win over Barcelona, which came in May 2005. So he would have been thinking in the build-up to this, why not against Benfica too? Lima's the quickest to loose ball. It's faced by Pedro Ribeiro. Lima. 2 to aim for in the box, cut back to the edge, this is Pizzi. Oh. That will do for Benfica, Pizzi makes it 3. Only a second goal of the season, he also scored in a 6-0 win over Sturiel. I wonder whether we might see 5 or 6 today for Benfica. He picked his spot, great finish from Pizzi.
Yeah, easy enough, taking all the time in the world that he needs, choosing the right place to put the ball into the back of the net, and a great shot by Pizzi. He does this, it's not his first time he does something like that. Just saw the opportunity here. Lima could have released the ball a little earlier. Jonas was there, but in the end, all well done.
The truth is that Lima won the line to take the cross, but he saw that it was not the best option to cross it to Janusz, so he searched for a second option. He found Pizzi in the right place at the right time. A strong shot. I don't think that Agigi
he didn't saw the ball. He just saw the ball when it was too close to him.
Yeah. Okay, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but still, I think that Nagigi could have done a little bit better in this one.
Yeah, just looking at the replay there, gents, it was Usteritz who was just in the eye line of the goalkeeper, Agigi, so he saw it late.
When he saw the replay behind the net, you see that.
By that stage, he could only get a hand to it and couldn't keep it out. So PC makes it 3, and we're soon to see Talisca 2 as Jorge Jesus rings the changes. Oh, and there's a chance here for Lima to make it 4, surely round the goalkeeper. Lima has his 17th of the season, Benfica's 4th, calamity for Penafiel, and just moments after making it 3-0, Benfica make it 4, Lima's 2nd, very coolly done, you have to say, but calamitous defending from the side at the bottom of the league. What can you say about that? Well, they came into the game with the worst defence in the league, 62 conceded, that's now 66 conceded.